Well, Monday, I was about to introduce Evan Brown when I got hoodwinked and in the nicest of ways when they surprised me and Mayor Mike Duggan showed up and presented me with the key to the city. I was overwhelmed, but I also was disappointed because I was looking forward to speaking to Evan Brown, who was used. They used you, Evan, to divert my attention.
My name was taken in vain. But at least it was for a good cause.
It turned out to be.
Congratulations to you. Congratulations. Mazel tov, as we say.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was for a good cause. Evan, of course, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, for real this time. It even said so on my rundown.
I think.
And there's been a lot of discussion on with the president and with Hegseth addressing that boat strike in September. The president's been talking about immigration during his cabinet meeting yesterday. His cabinet meetings are very unusual. It's almost uncomfortable that everyone feels they have to start off with whatever their report is, explaining why it's all good because of the president. We understand that. He chose you. You're a cabinet member. Now, let's talk about what you're doing with your job. But be that as it may, they are doing what they need to do to survive. And those of us who've known Donald Trump for 40 years fully understand that. But let's get back to this. You know what I asked, Evan, and you're much brighter than me about these things. There's a good way to get out of this problem of finding out there are two guys hanging onto a boat and sending another missile, like there are rules in war. But here's one rule. If they sent two missiles at once, I can pretty much guarantee you there wouldn't be anybody hanging onto the side of the boat, and we wouldn't be talking about this today, would we?
Well, perhaps. I mean, I don't know the mechanics of the missiles that were used, so I can't tell you if, you know, about that, the technical aspects of it. The consternation is coming from whether or not a second strike as a follow-up was somehow improper or illegal somehow. And some of the people who obviously just don't like President Trump and don't like Secretary of War Pete Hegseth have called this a war crime. And I highly doubt that this is a war crime. A war crime is something that people do when they commit mass atrocities against civilians who are not enemy combatants. What Hamas did on October 7th was perhaps a war crime.
Right. I haven't heard them yelling about that.
Right. Slobodan Milosevic was on trial for war crimes. And this is not a war crime. There was some other talk about this being a violation of international law, which is a silly, toothless concept. Because international law is not fairly and equitably applied practically anywhere. The arbiters of said law are The Hague, which is the most extreme version of a kangaroo court as I've ever seen.
I love you.
And we don't subject our American citizens or American warriors or American leaders to judgment at The Hague, because why should we subjugate our rights and our strength as Americans to this ridiculous court on the other side of the planet, which is so politically occupied with pursuing people they don't like, as opposed to people who have actually done something wrong that could be demonstrably and unequivocally explained. So that's one thing. Now, did we violate our own U.S. law? Did we violate Pentagon policy? Well, that's a question that you can certainly ask. I tend to think we did not, probably because there are teams of lawyers that are always involved in the planning of these operations and that they're available as the operation unfolds to answer questions. Can we do this? Are we on the law side if we proceed this way? So I think it's probably unlikely that anyone did anything illegal, at least not intentionally. Now, certainly you're in the fog of war. Maybe a decision is made and maybe it's not on the up and up. But that doesn't indicate an intention to do something poorly or a negligence in any kind of way. It just didn't turn out right because we're dealing with war. Things don't always go smoothly. And I'm going to say it again. We are dealing with war. Up until now, the U.S. policy with regard to drug trafficking has to treat things as a law enforcement matter. That has changed under this president. We have declared these people to be foreign terrorists. And we are pursuing them as enemy combatants.
And I believe he has the legal right to do that.
Well, we spent the past 20 some odd years creating this doctrine in that we pursued terrorists as enemy combatants, didn't we, on the other side of the planet? And we did not capture them with the intention of trying them in U.S. courtrooms where you or I would be tried had we done something wrong. But we don't do things wrong, so we're not going to be tried for anything. In fact, you've got the key to the city. How could you get tried for anything? So anyhow, the point being is that some years ago, another American president used a drone strike to kill an American citizen overseas who had been plotting and inspiring terrorists. His name was Anwar al-Awlaki. He had no trial. He had no indictment or anything of the sort. But no one seemed to have a problem with that.
The politics is just, it's nauseating. Quick note, this president has a tendency to overdo things. And now he says he doesn't want any Somalis in the U.S. So you know he's going to get attacked for that. And it's hard not to attack him when he makes such broad general statements about an entire people. I don't know where we go from here.
Me neither. I guess that's a Minneapolis question, but maybe it's also a Dearborn question. That's in your listening area, isn't it?
Oh, you're right about that. Always doing a great job. Evan Brown, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor extraordinaire. Thank you, Evan, so very much. God bless.
You're welcome. Take care.
1244 at 760 WJR.